And we are live with Brenton. We're at the Country Region, and it's the third annual March Madness for Music. We have our artist, Luke Bryan, and Carrie Underwood is the first seed, and Carrie Underwood as the eighth seed. Then Brenton can talk about his show. Brenton, what do you got going on later?
I got Blake Shelton, the number 4, gets Brandon Lambert, number 5. Going to be a little controversial in my opinion, but I feel like overall our whole country region is a good region, and it's going to be a good show.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, we have Luke Bryan and then Carrie Underwood, as I just said. I think it's going to be a good matchup. I think the bracket itself is going to cause a lot of controversy. We're going to take a look at the... take a listen to the first Luke Bryan song. It's called That's My Kind of Night by Luke Bryan.
I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck, rolling on 35s. Pretty girl by my side. You got that sun tan skirt and boots waiting on you to look my way and scoop your little hot self over here. Girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All the other boys wanna wind you up and take you down too, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way down. I wear the cornrows, Flint River, catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape, little Conway, little T-Pain, might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on the rim, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. Where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of, your kind is this kind of night. In the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Oh, come on.
That was Luke Bryan, That's My Kind of Night. Next up, we're going to have Carrie Underwood. For those of you just joining in, this is the third annual March Madness of Music. We are the Country Region. Me, Manny, Almo, and Brendan Straub.
Hello, everyone.
Over guest 3. As I said before, that was That's My Kind of Night by Luke Bryan. Next up, we're going to have Carrie Underwood, Cowboy Casanova. I was just thinking about this. I was actually just looking it up. Luke Bryan, he has a 11 top pop category for tailgate and tan lines for his album. Brendan, what do you think about that? Have you ever
It was actually a good album. I listened to some songs on it. It's actually a pretty good album. He definitely deserves a lot of credit for it. Definitely deserves how many 11 he got for it. Definitely some good songs, kind of like the one you just heard.
Yeah.
Definitely some good albums.
He's a competitive artist. It's, you know, for us country fans, I guess, because there's not a lot of people out there that listen to country. It's hard to pick a favorite, honestly, because all the country musics are pretty much like up there between Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan. Jason Aldean and Farzad Line, you're actually going to hear them later on in the competition, or not the competition, but March Madness of Music. That will be on Friday. All voting will be open starting at 2 o'clock for those of us joining us now. Let's play Carrie Underwood, Cowboy Casanova. That was Carrie Underwood, Cowboy Casanova. Carrie Underwood has been very popular from about 2000 to the 2010s, and then I guess she, died down. But it says that she was active from around the 2000s to 2010. Brendan Straub, what do you think about Carrie Underwood?
Carrie Underwood, as you saw, she started on American Idol. Very, very good voice, in my opinion. Her voice is ridiculous. I feel like when I listen to her voice, it just you know it's Carrie Underwood when you listen to her voice.
Yeah, she has a unique voice. Sorry. Yeah, she has a unique voice, and same thing as the country concert. Same thing with Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan has a unique voice also, the way he sings. I guess it's all about the style that you sing. So we're going to play another Luke Bryan song called Rain is a Good Thing. And if you're just joining us, voting will be open at around 2 o'clock. Brennan, you got anything to add?
Just make sure, again, voting at 2 o'clock. We have our one seed Luke Bryan against our 8 seed Carrie Underwood. Make sure you're tuning in. Strong Radio.
So now we're going to be playing Luke Bryan, Rain is a Good Thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, please this make is welcome the live Luke version. Bryan.
Thanks for listening to the third annual March Madness Music.
My daddy spent his life looking up at the sky. He cuss, kick the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. Clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Y'all sing with me now. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down. We take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Come on. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the barn, wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, where I come from, rain is a good thing. Come in. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby a bit a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain. Does a little dance, creaks on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle. Kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby. Bad roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We run our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain. It's a good thing. Yeah, rain is a good thing. Oh, rain is a good thing. Just let some old rain come down on us one time.
That was Luke Bryan, Rain is a Good Thing. That was the live version of the studio. So, going back again to the Luke Bryan thing, apparently he made girls swoon as Frank Butler in Annie Get Your Gun, which was a old Western show that he starred on, and his first job, believe it or not, was a grocery store. What do you think about that, Brendan?
As you to see nowadays, a lot of these artists, as I've been seeing lately, a lot of them started as, you know, normal teenager. I don't know if that was, he was maybe in his early 20s jobs. Like the other day I heard about one of the, he's not in the bracket, but Bryson Tiller, he started as a Pizza Hut delivery man before he was an artist. So,
oh wow,
a lot of people, when they start their music careers, they don't always start as the most popular jobs, but once people start to realize their voice, they realize they have something going for them.
Yeah, I guess that's how it mainly starts. Same thing with Carrie Underwood. She, you know, she became popular off of, you know, winning American Idol. But I'm also looking at this nickname thing for Luke Bryan, and they called him Bobo or Taterbug. And he was a hard-working kid. I would say man, but he was at the age of 12 when he started learning the value of hard days at work. So what do you think about that? Like, about his age, you know, working at 12 years old, that's pretty young.
I guess times are different, I would say. I mean, he's not that – I know he's not that old, to tell you the truth, but – I guess maybe his parents thought, hey, if he can work at 12, let him work at 12. It was a good thing for him. You know, Luke Bryan is a great artist. You know, these days I hear a lot of people, like, especially he's our one seed. He was our unanimous one seed, in our opinion. We thought that he could have the most popular. He has the most popular career at this moment. He's actually, I think, coming to Philly in the summer, I believe.
Yeah, it should be in the summer. I think it's July. I plan on getting tickets for that show. That should be a good one.
Yeah, it really should.
It says, did you know that he still has panic attacks before big events, like big concerts?
There is actually a lot of artists I heard that actually do have panic attacks, because sometimes their anxiety just gets the best of them, and they just, I mean, all the adrenaline of being in front of thousands of people, it just, I guess sometimes, I know I would probably be a little scared being going to a concert sometimes.
Yeah, that, like, even now, like, no matter, you know, how much experience you do have, there's still always that chance, you know, you can get stage fright. So we're going to do Good Girl by Carrie Underwood, which is our eighth seed. Again, for those who are just tuning in, voting starts at 2:00. We're going to finish off, well, not finish off, but we're going to begin with Good Girl, Carrie Underwood.
Give you the world, but he's gonna leave you crying with your better get to getting on your goodbye shoes.
And that was Carrie Underwood, Good Girl. It amazes me how she has such a, you know, a great voice. It's saying now how she never actually technically, like, didn't take any. She didn't have singing training, formal singing training. So, like, my question is, like, if she never took any professional lessons or, like, haven't had any formal singing training, like, where did the voice come from? Where do you think?
Sometimes it just comes to you. Certain singers, they just have that voice. Like, you hear them sing, I don't know, if they start, you know, when they're younger, they might sing the Star Spangled Banner at an opening day baseball game. You just know when you hear them at their age, you know they have the voice to make it somewhere. Some, like Carrie Underwood, maybe didn't have singing lessons, but she made it, and she won American Idol. She's successful for 10 years. I can't complain.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And, you know, she was apparently athletic at the age of 8. She was doing softball, and she was a big sports fan. So, she's a fan of the Dallas Cowboys because, despite Tony Romo, because no one likes Ew. Tony Romo. That's a quam, quam, quam. That's a horrible. Tony Romo is not the best, but it says that she was raised in Ohio, but now she's a Tennessee girl. So we're going to do Luke Bryan again, drink a beer. So, all right, riddle me this. All right. So it says, all right, see if you can, I already gave you it away, but it says, I'm going to sit right here and drink on the edge of this.
Chair?
No. It goes, I'm going to sit right here and drink on the edge of this.
What did you say? Was it beer?
No. I'm going to sit right here and drink on the edge of this pier.
Oh. Sorry. I got my words wrong.
That's a yay for me because Brennan don't know his country. Just kidding. But, yeah, we're going to do Luke Bryan, drink a beer. Voting starts at 2 for those who of us are just joining in for the 3rd annual March Madness of Music. It's our first seed, Luke Bryan, and 8th seed, Carrie Underwood, battling against each other. Thanks for tuning in. Today,
I didn't know what to say, so I just hung up the phone. I took a walk to clear my head. This is where the walking led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset. Drink a beer. Funny how the good ones go too soon, but the good Lord knows the reasons why. Yes. Sometimes a greater plan is kind of hard to understand. Right now it don't make sense. I can't make it all make sense, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier, watch the sunset. Drink. drink a beer. Drink a beer. Drink a beer.
All right, that was Luke Bryan, Drink a Beer. Don't forget to, for those who are coming in now, that voting starts at 2 o'clock. It will be open for the third annual March Madness Music. We're going to do Ever, Ever After by Carrie Underwood. And then we're going to take a short break after that, and we're going to swap. And your boy Brendan is going to be hosting the... The third and the fourth and the fifth seed. Ooh, that's going to be pretty interesting. There's a lot of drama going against that because of, I guess, their breakup. But I was researching Carrie Underwood for, or not Carrie Underwood, sorry, Miranda Lambert for, you know, for the March Madness Music. And in one of her videos, it has her with a belt that says Mrs. Shelton, which is obviously Blake Shelton. So to me, that was a little bit awkward because... It was a video with her wearing a belt that has his last name. So we're going to finish off my first and eighth seed, Luke Bryan and Carrie Underwood. And Carrie Underwood is going to take it away with Ever, Ever After. Don't forget, for those who are joining in, that voting starts at 2 o'clock via Twitter. Thanks for listening to the third annual March Madness Music. Deep down inside, we wanna believe.
I'd like to welcome you back to the third annual March Madness Music. It's Brendan Straub taking over with my now co-host, Manny Alamo.
Hello.
And we'll welcome you back to the March Madness Music, as we'll bring you now the 4 seed Blake Shelton against the 4 seed Miranda Lambert. And we were talking about this earlier as we picked our brackets. What do you think about this matchup? How controversial it could be?
I think it's going to be very controversial, especially for the country fans who know about their story and who knows, you know, they've separated or broke up. I think it's going to be, it's going to rise some great, I guess, debates because who's best and all that other good stuff. I think the bracket should be very interesting.
I think it'll be interesting as well. So we're going to start off with Blake Shelton. Blake Shelton originated in Ada, Oklahoma, born in 1976. He moved to Nashville at the age of 17 to start his career.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to give you a taste of Blake Shelton to start, as we're going to give you his first song, which is going to be Lonely Tonight. So here's Lonely Tonight by Blake Shelton. Heard Blake Shelton, Lonely Tonight, as we're here with the third annual March Madness Music. Brendan Straub here, joined with Manny Alamo, and we're going to talk about Blake Shelton for a little bit. As I was talking about, he won Country Song of the Year for Boys Around Here, which you might hear in a little while. Some other facts, actually, we were just talking about this. We were talking about he was a pageant kid when he was younger.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw that. It was when he was the age of 6 or about 7 years old. I didn't think he would have had that history behind him, honestly. Apparently his mom had entered him into the pageant when he was around that age.
I guess it's pretty cool. I guess whatever your parents want you to do, I guess you got to do sometimes. So that's Blake Shelton. As you know, he's a judge on The Voice, and I don't know if, Manny, if you watch The Voice, I watch it sometimes.
I watch a few episodes here and
there. How do you think, I mean, Blake Shelton's singers have won 3 out of the 4 years he's been a judge. So how do you think that tells about how he is as a coach, even as a singer and a coach?
I think that, like, he has his stuff together. Like, he knows his stuff. Like, he has good vocals, as you know, as we just heard. And to think that, you know, the 3 artists or that people that he coached had made it, it's pretty interesting, because knowing that he made it when he was only 17, and then now he's inspiring others to make it and coaching them and using his, I guess, his talent to help others, that's a pretty good deed on his part, too.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. So he's our number 4 seed, and now we're going to talk a little about our 5 seed, Miranda Lambert. She originated from Longview, Texas. She started singing at the age of 10, got lessons from her dad, who also was in love with music. Another thing, her first band was called the Texas Pride. She started that in high school.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to take a little break, and we're going to listen to a song, Sweet By and By, by Miranda Lambert. Hope you like it. Marsh Madden Music, everyone.
Pick a switch, read the Bible, hunt a fish for survival, plant a seed, watch it grow, learn to trust which way the wind blows, let your mama know you love her, you will never have another. Sweet.
You just heard Miranda Lambert, Sweet By and By. In my opinion, Manny, I feel Miranda Lambert has a great voice. I mean, all the stuff that's going down between her and Blake Shelton, we'll get to in a little while. It has been a little controversial, and I think people are trying to look at her differently for it. But how do you feel Miranda Lambert is just as an artist?
As an artist, in general, I feel like she has good taste in music, and she knows how to write music. I don't know if she actually, writes her own, but I know she's a good singer, and her vocals are pretty good. I didn't know about Miranda Lambert until about almost maybe 2 years ago. I think around that time, yeah.
So, Manny, as we're going to put the Jeopardy music on, I have a question for you.
Oh, no. What is this, payback?
Pretty much. So, I'm going to ask you a question. How many rescue animals do you think Miranda Lambert actually has at her house?
Rescue animals. It says she likes to attend her farm. I want to go with about maybe 9.
9 would be incorrect. Actually, it's 16.
Holy cow.
She has 4 cows.
Speaking of cows.
She has 4 cows. She has, I think, 5 chickens, a couple roosters. She has 16 animals. I thought that was a cool fact to bring up.
And she takes care of them.
And also, as we were talking about on the break, too, with Miranda Lambert, we both saw this. She was actually homeless at one point in her career.
Yeah, she was. I remember that I guess her family, and her were homeless at one point. I guess I feel like her career maybe had made them some extra money.
Yeah, I saw that she actually lived in her uncle's barn for about a year with her family. As they were trying to get through with all the bad times they were having when they were living in Texas. And that's one of the things why they moved to Nashville, to try to get away. So now we're going to move back to Blake Shelton, and we're going to listen to a song called Austin. One of the big songs on his album name was Austin. His album, I'm not 100% sure, went gold. It went gold. So we're going to let you listen to Austin by Blake Shelton. Hope you like it. Marshmallow Music here, Bed Block.
She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin. She talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. 3 rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car, I sold it. If this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard 3 rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game, and first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake, and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. P.S. If this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word.
she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have sent to it a little more, and it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin?
And you just heard Blake Shelton, Austin, one of the big songs on his album, Austin. And we're going to talk a little bit of controversy here. We're going to talk a little bit about divorce news between Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert. As you know, they divorced in July of 2015, so it's almost been a year. What do you think, in your opinion, do you think it was good for them, bad for them? Do you really don't know a lot about it? What do you think?
Well, I mean, in a way, I feel like because they're both, you know, big country music artists, that maybe their time schedule or, you know, maybe things didn't match up, so they didn't really have enough time, but to be together for 10 years and marry for 4 and then finally divorce, it's probably kind of like a heartbreak. So, my man Blake Shelton, I feel bad for him.
Because there's all this talk that Miranda might have cheated on him and he cheated on her and all this controversy, but we're not going to get into that because it's not our, any of our business.
Nah.
But, to the lawyers. The big rumor was that she wasn't interested in starting a family, which I guess that maybe could have been a big thing between them. He wanted kids. She didn't. So, I guess they just didn't want to go. They just went their separate ways.
That, yeah, I guess, like, maybe at a certain time, I guess, in your life, you know, in the stage of their career, you would have to think about it. Like, okay, am I ready to start a family? You know, I got this and this coming up, or this concert date's coming up. So, I guess it's hard to be, you know, famous country music parents due to the fact that, They don't know how it's going to plan out. So that's probably why another reason why she refused to start a family with Blake Shelton.
So as you saw, that it's actually rumored that Miranda Lambert has a new boyfriend now, but there are people that have no idea who it is at this point. And we all know that Blake Shelton is with Gwen Stefani,
yeah,
as they're both judges on The Voice.
And apparently there's a rumor that she's pregnant or something.
Yeah, but that's none of our business. So let's stay out of that. So as we move into Miranda Lambert again with another one of her songs, shout out to Jen Abbott for this song. Her video class actually inspired me to put this song because I thought it was a great song after I heard it. We're going to play The House That Built Me by Miranda Lambert. It's a great tune. Brings you back to all those memories when you were little, especially if you move out of the house when you're older. So
big kick
always, you always got mom and dad at home for you. So House That Built Me, Miranda Lambert. Voting open after this song, so let's not.
I know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom, where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start here. Just come in, I swear I'll leave. from Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. But a memory from the house that built me. You leave home, you move on, and you do the best you can. I got lost in this old world and forgot who I am. I thought if I could touch feeling, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could walk around, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built.
Was Miranda Lambert, The House That Built Me, here on the third annual Marsh Madness Music. Again, number four, Blake Shelton against number five, Miranda Lambert. I'm Brendan Straub, joined by Manny Alamo. And as you can tell, if you've not looked at Twitter, the polling is open for today's show. You can vote for your favorite artist, number one, Luke Bryan against number eight, Carrie Underwood, and number four, Blake Shelton against number five, Miranda Lambert.
For Luke Bryan, we have 79% for Luke Bryan. So Luke Bryan's in the lead. And between Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert, Blake Shelton is in the lead with 75%. So keep the votes coming in.
Yeah, we'll be happy. You can go to the Starting Radio Twitter page and vote. The polling system, great addition to Twitter. Helps us a lot with our, a lot better than we have with the Google Drive. So it's a lot easier for people to vote. So we're going to move on a little bit. Another Blake Shelton song. So as I said earlier, we were going to talk about Boys Around Here. That song actually won Country Song of the Year at the iHeart Music Awards last year. And I think this is one of his greatest songs, in my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, when I listen to that, honestly, you know, I go crazy, so you probably don't want to be in the room with me when that thing comes on. I like that song. So
pretty much, man. Yeah, it's basically good. You're saying that when that song, this is how you, this is how you feel.
Yeah, and you're fucking yeah.
So water bust through. So now we're going to go to Boys Around Here. Again, voting is open on Twitter. For me, Brendan Straub, Manny Alamo.
Right here.
Coming up on the end of our show. Kind of depressing at this point. It's been a great show, but
it's going to be ending, but we'll be back on Friday at 1:10.
We'll give you those four artists, maybe when we come back, but we'll let you listen here at Blake Shelton, Boys Around Here.
Well, the boys around here don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Seifers threw a jukebox needle at the honky-tonk where their boots stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and what they call work of digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get the girl in your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys around here drinking that ice-cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys around here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco spit. Oh, heck. Well, the boys around here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls around here, yep, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls around here, they all deserve a whistle.
drinking that sugar sweetest Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawling, just can't help it because they just keep falling. For the boys round here drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs, backwoods legit, don't take chew the back of spit.
You heard Boys Around Here by Blake Shelton. So we're going to move on, and we're going to talk a little bit about Blake Shelton and Brandon Lambert a little bit more, because our show is almost up. I know school is almost over, but we're going to keep rolling. Another fun fact I found, moving on to Miranda, she was actually voted most likely to become a country star in sixth grade.
Holy cow.
It's a little cool.
Sixth grade?
Yeah, sixth
grade. That's such a young level. So that means she had that talent, you know, in like fifth grade-ish, and they already had believe in her that she would make a country star. So that's pretty shocker. That tells you more about her talent that she has.
Definitely a good artist. And again, we told you, polling is open, so you can go to Sterling Radio and vote on Twitter. Again, tomorrow we have the alt-rock region for you guys tomorrow. They'll have a good show for you as well. I know we got Ryan Farmer and others involved, so we're going to move on, and we're going to play Only Prettier by Miranda Lambert. It's a great song for her. I really like it, so I hope you guys do too. Shout out to Brielle Toff for being a great person. So
<El Torino. laughs>
here's Only Prettier, Miranda Lambert. Hope you like it. Remember, voting is open. Go vote on Twitter.
Bless your heart, and even though I don't believe.
And that was Miranda Lambert, Only Prettier, as we are finally winding down here on the day for our first country day. Again, voting is open on Twitter. Luke Bryan against Carrie Underwood, Blake Shelton against Miranda Lambert. You can vote for your favorite artist and move on to the next round. So I think that's it.
I'm sad to say that we will be ending our show. Shout out to Ms. Zapisic for listening to our show. The wonderful math teacher. This is Manny, in case you are wondering. So, yeah, we'll be joined by you Friday again at 1:10. Who's tomorrow? Wow.
That's how I feel right now that our show is over. That's how I feel.
It's like the worst feeling ever because it really did go by fast. So, who's tomorrow? Who do we have tomorrow?
So, Alt-Rock? You have the Alt-Rock. Pretty sure it's 21 Pilots against Death Cab for Cutie. AWOL Nation against Cage the Elephant. So, Ryan Farmer and friends will have a great show for you coming up.
They're excited about that. Also, 21 Pilots are horrible.
So, I guess that's going to do it. So, that's it for our country region. Make sure you vote on Twitter.
Yeehaw.
I'm Brennan Straub.
And for I'm Brennan Manny Straub. Alamo.
And I guess that's it. So, thank you for watching and listening. And, as always, go Knights.